we are back on yet another installment of America's favorite radio show, Bruh Moment, here on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And today on Bruh Moment, I am joined by a guest, a good friend, an old friend. Joey, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. I'm Joey. I would say we've been friends for quite a while at this point.
Quite a while.
Several years going to high school together. We no longer go to school together, but we've rejoined at last for this wonderful little radio program.
Joey has escaped the jaws of Trinity College to visit WMFO. He just came up for this hour and he's going back immediately.
Of course.
But here he is, and we've assembled a delightful little collaborative playlist of songs. No theme today, just whatever we felt, just on a whim, pretty much, whatever we felt like putting in there. We just heard Music is Math from Boards of Canada off of their 2002 album, Geogaddy. Wonderfully transcendent little tune there,
yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
I would.
And without any further ado, let's get back into the music for now, unless there's anything you'd like to say, Joey.
Oh, no, let's get right into it. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course, yes. All right, well, that song was picked by me, and this song will also be picked by me, but I assure you, you'll get to hear some of Joey's excellent taste. Well, I had to move some things around, so here's yet another one for me. This is from Steely Dan, one of my newfound favorites. This is The Caves of Altamira. Let's go. Hold on.
Sky, every man and beast appear. said, wait for the moment. Gone home, went to bed. While the other kids, they're still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheet and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like but I don't love, I'm not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, 'cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile? Listen, don't I smile? It was so nice to get a call. Sure, I'm good at stuff and you're into stuff. Ooh, let's make products. Oh, oh, I'm a product guy, and you're a produce girl. I said the money, 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 money will be spent. I'm not true to the grooves that turn you off. Bassman.
Here on 91.5 WMFO. Joey, what are you playing?
I'm recording.
Oh, you're recording. Oh.
So I can show my mom and all my...
They are archived, you know?
I know, it's a little bit more accessible medium, I find.
Yeah, well, this really is a testament to how much work the WMFO website needs. Not to be too critical, but, you know, just saying. And, you know... I will acknowledge that I'm not really the person to fix that, so I shouldn't really be talking right now. So
those who live in glass houses should not throw stones, Andrew.
That's true, and I do live in a metaphorical glass house. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we just heard was "Wait for the Moment" from Wolfpack, off of their My First Car EP, and that was a Joey edition. Mm-hmm. And preceding that was the Caves of Altamira from Steely Dan off of their 1976. Album The Royal Scam, my personal favorite of theirs. And well, is it PSA time, Joey, do you reckon? Do you think it's PSA time? Do you
I
have one
am
picked out?
Certainly ready for PSA time.
You appear so ready. You Let's appear more ready than you've ever been.
Get this over here. I love this idea also. I think it's great. Let's see. This is a PSA for public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You are helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go, instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's so true. A message to all the numbtots, the potential numbtots out there.
Oh, yes.
Of course, of course. Well, this next song that we have coming up... thank you for that PSA, Joy. That was beautifully read. Well, this next song that we have coming up is actually kind of interesting because the other day we were at the MFA, Joey and I were at the MFA, mm-hmm. and we were in the gift shop. And I was looking at these books, and I was like, ooh, these are really cool art books and everything, and I really want one of these, and, you know, really cool pictures, really cool concepts in them. And they were very expensive, too. So, but then I heard this song
terribly
come on.
Expensive.
I heard this song come on, this next song that I'm going to play. And the lyrics of it are something to the effect of, you keep buying all these things that you don't need. And I just thought it was a very interesting choice for a gift shop. Right as I was thinking, oh, I'm going to buy this. I'm convincing myself. I need this art book. I need it. But then I put it down because I heard the song. Yep. So thank you, MFA, for saving some of my money and also hurting your business and hurting your financial prospects. Yeah, I guess it was also an interesting choice on my part to have done that. But I also like the song a lot. It's from... a former Tyler, the Creator collaborator. She was appeared on a few of the songs off of Flower Boy back in 2017. This is Norwegian artist Anna of the North with Used to Be here on 91.5 WMFO. Let's hear it.
You don't need when all that really makes you happy are the things you can't see. It shouldn't be this hard. You know that love is for free. So come and spend a little time on me. Remember how we used to be. It used to be so good between us. I won't tell your mama, or your brother, or your cousin, or no one else. When a shit becomes so complicated, I know what you're going through. This can't be serious, it must be delirious. Now you're spending all your money on the things you don't. Graduate, did you make it out of state? How's your sister? Do you miss her? Do you miss me or someone else? Tell me when the future guys have faded. Where do you think we're going, me and you? This is serious. I feel delirious. Now you're spending all your money. That love is for free. So come and spend a little.
the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with a scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try.
Once again, here on Bra Moment.
All right.
Featuring Joey Cifelli once again.
Sup with it.
Who has... Oh, my God. All right. I'm just going to pretend that he did not say that.
Okay.
And what did we just hear, Joey?
We just heard Little Dark Age by MGMT.
That we did. That we did. Wonderful from their 2017 song. Album of the same
from
name.
From a wonderful band. Yep.
From a wonderful band. They really came back.
Yeah.
I was amazing. Not expecting that in 2017, but yes. And then before that, we heard the song Used to Be from Anna of the North off of Dream Girl.
Which I will be adding to my favorite songs playlist.
Oh,
first time I've heard it.
Thank you, Joey.
I thought it was
thank
pretty
you,
enjoyable.
Yeah, I was pretty struck by it. It hit me at a pretty critical moment.
Mm.
But yes, there it is. Anything to add, Joey? Any insights that you've had over these past few minutes?
It is such a wonderful environment being in the WMFO Studio A. It's just been, it's such a lovely, like, so many nice decorations and so much music surrounding us.
Oh yeah, the whole like wall to wall record. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really the best part. I've actually found that the meeting room is one of the best places to study on campus.
Cannot agree more.
If you do happen to have card access, which most of us do. So let's get back to the music, why don't we?
Yes.
Here's Clarence Clarity from 2015 with Those Who Can't, comma, Cheat. Here we go. Hope you like this.
The universe unfolds. I'm sick.
911.
And we are back once again, having just heard Eve Tumor with Noid off of Safe in the Hands of Love from back in 2018, one of my favorite albums of that year. And preceding that were two more electronic flavored tracks. Paradise Warfare, a Joey selection from Carpenter Brut. Would you like to say something about that song, Joey?
Well, Carpenter Brut is one of my favorite, if not my favorite of all time, electronic artists. And I find his music is just so, it's such a great blend of electronic sounds, and in a way it feels sort of orchestral,
right.
I find, which is just lovely. And that's one of my favorite tracks from his sort of triple album compilation trilogy.
Yeah, it seems like something very nice to drive to for all you listeners who may be listening in the car or on the bus or something of that nature. And before that, we heard another of my selections, Those Who Can't Cheat, from Clarence Clarity off of the 2015 album Know Now. That's also one of my favorite albums of that year. And that about rounds up our trilogy of songs.
Nice.
And what do we have up next, Joey? What do you guess? Guess. Are you looking at the playlist right now?
Because I want you to guess. I confess I'm looking at the playlist
right now. Oh, that's unfortunate.
So I can
tell
you exactly what we have up next.
All right, what do we have up next?
We have Summer Breeze by the cover by the Isley Brothers.
That is quite correct. It's a bit of a change of pace from what we've been hearing, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We have no rules.
This is a variety show.
Yeah.
We don't have a theme. It's better than some transitions we've had. There have been some absolutely brutal ones in the past, but
let's try to make this as smooth and painless as possible.
Yes, and we can do that by me shutting up and playing the music, to be quite honest. Here's the Isley Brothers with Summer Breeze, parts 1 and 2. Let's go.
Jasmine's in bloom.
matter, homie, in the evening when the day is through.
About 17 years, okay? I don't write my stuff anymore. I just kick it from my head, you know what I'm saying? I can do that. No disrespect, but that's how I am.
And we are back once again.
Once again.
Once again, once again. Having just heard...
That was 17 Years by Ratatat from their self-titled first album, Ratatat. And the Isley Brothers of playing Summer Breeze, parts 1 and 2.
That's so true. Eloquently said, Joey. And playing under us right now as a little bit of bed music is Olsen from Boards of Canada off of Music Has the Right to Children, 1998. And we've got a full 9 minutes until we hang up the headphones and hang up the aux here today. And yet we only have one song left. We have an Aphex Twin song called Flim left. So what do you think we should do? We have 38 seconds to add another song to this playlist.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what should we do, Joey?
We're really doing this on the fly, aren't we?
Alright, I'm gonna make an executive decision, Joey.
Okay, good.
I've just made an executive decision to add another song. Oof. It's called Hasty Boom Alert by a group called Music. With the Greek letter mu.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. Yeah, I like it. But they're in the same vein as Boards of Canada and Aphex Twin, so I thought it would be somewhat appropriate here on 91.5 WMFO on Bro Moment. So here is Hasty Boom Alert. Let's go.
Let's go.
And for the final time today, we are back together, Joey Cefilli, Andrew Fellows.
Yep.
Here we go. On 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard music very hastily cobbled together. Scenario here. Hasty Boom Alert off of Lunatic Harness back in 1997. As we hang up the headphones today for the hour, I would like to promote the next show, which will likely be on one of my favorite genres. I'll be going solo, doing a little show on math rock.
Ooh.
Which has always kind of appealed to me.
Intriguing.
The sound of that has always appealed to me. So if you're interested, or even if you're not, tune in. You might like it. You might not. Give it a chance, please, for the love of God. No, but we had 16 listeners today, which is a pretty good number.
Oh, yeah.
for this show, considering the scope, considering the range of the signal that we do have. Joey, do you have any last words?
Well, oh gosh.
Yeah. I made sure to make that sound as threatening as possible.
Well, only that it's been great being here with you, Andrew, and also with you, everyone listening to this right now. I feel like we've all had a little
connection
through our music. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's been wonderful to have you on the show, Joey. It's always a pleasure to have a guest, to have a friend on the show, to share the music and to share the atmosphere. And with that, let's jump into some Aphex Twin, shall we?
We shall.
Gotta love this song off of Come to Daddy. This is Flim. Good night, have a good week, and see you next Sunday at 4 p.m. This is Bruh Moment.